You're listening to Wet Shaving Talk, powered by Sharpologist.com, where we're dedicated to preserving the art and skill of classic shaving. I'm your host, Joe Borelli, and today is January 30th, 2017. Hey everyone, welcome to episode number one of Wet Shaving Talk. And boy, we have a lot to go over with today, so I will keep it short in the intro, but we'll basically go over the layout of this podcast, how we're going to do it. I'm going to introduce myself. We'll have a discussion of the week, which is getting started with wet shaving, what to do. I know it can be very stressful or very uneventful time if you just want to start with traditional wet shaving, and we have some tips and stuff on how to get started. Also, the training tip of the week, how to choose the right shaving brush. Yep, for all you newbies out there, or even veterans alike, it could be difficult when you're looking for a brush. We'll have a few pointers for you there to help that first purchase, or could be your third, fourth, or 100th purchase, just a little bit easier. We have a featured vendor of the week, Shannon Soaps. So Shannon from Shannon Soaps, I was in contact with her. I just wanted to make her the first vendor of the week because she was so nice and has such great products. So we'll talk about them too and what's coming up on the podcast. So guys, welcome to Wet Shaving Talk. And it's going to be a little different this first episode, but we'll have the layout by number two. But today is more of a, hey, let's get to know everybody type episode and introduce ourselves. So without further ado, let's get on with the show. So a lot of you may have recognized my voice if you listen to podcasts. I am Joe from the Wet Shaving News podcast, which was on Sharpologist and still is. It will be archived on that site, so you can always look up the old Wet Shaving News podcast episodes. So why start a new podcast? Well, this podcast is dedicated to the art of and skill of classic wet shaving, and basically what we're looking at here is to get away from the news aspect more and still have news, but just not be based on news, and to really work on helping new guys and veterans alike in the wet shaving world just get some skill sets and help in that area. Mostly for the newbies, the guys trying to just start out. But I will have some content here that will be for everybody in the wet shaving world. So we're trying to make this Wet Shaving Talk podcast all about wet shaving and what's going on in wet shaving. Not so much based on news, but more on skill sets and to help out the newbies who are just starting out. So guys, if you're brand new and you're listening to this for the first time, you've never wet shaved before, we'll help you get through that. So that's what we're the whole podcast concept is, and that's what we're doing here. So for me, I'm going to introduce myself. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Joe, and I'm a wet shaver. I've admitted it, and I have a problem. I like to wet shave. I am the former host of the Wet Shaving News podcast, and I'm also a collector and a freelance writer. I own the site shavestraightandsafe.com, where I'm a blog writer, and I also am a frequent contributor to the Sharpologist website with articles and stuff like that. So I'm really dedicated to wet shaving. I love it. It's one of my favorite things to do, and something you can do every day. So that's why it's just something that I look forward to every morning before I go to work or whenever. I just love collecting stuff. I have lots of razors, lots of soaps. I've got many friends in the wet shaving world, so it's great. You know, it's a really great hobby for me, and I look forward to it all the time. I've been traditional wet shaving for about 7 years, and I've seen a lot of transitions in the industry, and it's really great. A lot of exciting things going on. So that's enough about me because, well, who cares? I'm just kidding. So let's get on with our discussion and getting started with traditional wet shaving. So if you're a guy, you're just looking to, or a girl, a guy or a gal, sorry, and you're just looking to start off with wet shaving, right? And you've seen the stuff, you've seen things, maybe you found an old razor in your family's belongings, or you just found one in an antique shop, or you've heard about it online. So you want to get started, but you don't know where to get started. Well, a lot of people will just jump in and they'll just buy a bunch of stuff and start off, and then they have a terrible experience and they end up quitting or putting it to the side and putting it in a box. So I'd like to show you guys how to get started the proper way in order for a longevity in wet shaving. And longevity means that you'll stick to it and continue to wet shave maybe for the rest of your life or for a very long time. So the first thing that you should do when getting into wet shaving is you should learn, first off, to incorporate a brush and soap into your regular routine. Now, if you're using a Mach 3 or a Fusion or any kind of cartridge razor, this will generally enhance the experience with that razor. It will make it a lot better. And the reason being is this. A shaving brush and soap will actually exfoliate your skin a little bit. You'll get it in between the hairs instead of just going with the goop or the foam that you use, the Barbasol foam or the Gillette goop that you've been using that just wipes on your face. You'll get it really in there, and it really, really, really lubricates and will it gets your face nice and warm. It'll just really get the hairs ready to go, basically. It'll make them nice and saturated. It'll saturate your face to the point where it will make a comfortable shave instead of just going. Now, one thing I want to let everybody know is that the reason why cartridge razors, right, and goop or canned stuff, aerosol shaving creams are popular is because it's faster. Okay, that's probably the only reason. Doesn't mean it's better. It's quicker and it gets a decent result. So a brush and soap will take some time to learn and will take a little longer in your routine. So if you are one of those people that shave in 2 seconds or shave in the shower or blindly almost, you'd have to make sure that you put a few minutes extra to the side in the morning or at night when starting to learn how to use a brush and soap, because it does take a little bit longer. So incorporating your brush and soap means it would be just putting that into your routine, meaning you'll keep your razor and you just put in the soap and brush. So very simple. And one thing I do want to remember is that if you're starting out, it does take time for your face to adjust to new products. So I always recommend using a fragrance-free soap at first, so you can really focus on technique and eliminate the other factors that may cause irritation. So for me, at first, I used a very heavily scented soap. I don't even remember the one I used at first, and it ended up making me break out a little bit. And it wasn't because I was allergic to it. It was because I was using it improperly. So I started with I got an unscented soap. I believe it was Mike's Natural Unscented, which is a popular artisan at the time about 7 years ago. He was one of the first artisan soap makers that I came across. And I found that the non-scented soap, it just worked better for my face. And when I looked at it, I incorporated more scented and more fragrance abundant soaps in the future. But when I was just starting out, it was really important just to worry about technique and learning how to shave again, basically, instead of worrying about scents and all that stuff. So I do recommend a fragrance-free soap. There are many vendors that do it. They have a lot of them out there. You can even get them at, you can get like a Vanderhagen. You can get that at Walgreens. You can get a Williams soap. It's not heavily fragranced, but that soap would work too. And you can get that at a drugstore, grocery store. So use those soaps first. Or if you go with an artisan soap, try, almost all of them offer a fragrance-free soap. And they make some great stuff too. So try that as well. So step one, get a fragrance-free soap. Step two, you're going to need to get a shaving brush. Now, I recommend getting a decent quality brush. I'm not saying get a $200 brush or a $300 brush, but something that's not a bad shaving brush. So look for reviews on Amazon or go online and just, you know, Facebook and stuff, and you'll see some reviews on good brushes. And we'll get more into the brush, choosing the brush later on in the show today. Another word of advice, if you're currently using an electric razor, And you want to get into classic form of shaving using a double edge or a straight razor, you have to your face needs to learn how those blades work. So I would recommend using a cartridge style razor at first. And the reason being is the electric razors tend to work a little differently, and the way your hair grows kind of adapts to the razor that you use over an amount of time. I used an electric razor before I switched, and I found that going from the electric razor to the cartridge razor was very difficult at first. It kind of gave me a little irritation. My hair was growing differently. So you almost have to train your face to be ready to go back to a different kind of blade. So remember, whenever you switch blades or switch razors, it does take your face a little time to learn itself over again. So if you're using an electric razor, I highly recommend switching to a cartridge style razor first. and incorporating the brush and soap at the same time before you jump into classic form. So remember, guys, with this, patience is a virtue, very important when you're switching to wet, to traditional wet shaving, and it's important to let your face learn itself over again. So I would say 30 days at this process would be an ample amount of time, and your face will learn itself. So try incorporating the brush and the soap for about 30 days, maybe a couple of weeks if not, if you feel you're getting good at it, before you go buying into another razor or something like that. And you know, we'll discuss that more in weeks to come for step two of getting started. So moving along, we'll talk about choosing that first shaving brush. Now, we just discussed about the shaving brush, switching to a brush and soap, but a lot of people who are new are like, what kind of brush do I get? I have no idea what kind of brush to get. So there's basically two different types of brushes. You have your natural brushes, which are made from hair, from basically hair from animals. And you have your synthetic brushes, which are man-made material, usually of a fiber or something like that. So natural brushes, they contain hair from animals. Usually the animal is a badger, a hog, or horse, and they're the most common. They retain heat and water very well, and they're the most classic style of brushes. They've been used for over 200 years, basically. So those brushes have been around the longest and probably the most popular and most abundant. Your synthetic brushes consist of a man-made material, fiber, like a plastic fiber stuff, or I don't really know what they are, but there are a bunch of different items. They're different materials too. And they have improved greatly over the past few years. Several years ago, and traditionally, synthetic brushes weren't too good. Now they have synthetic brushes that work very well. So they require very little water, and they create a quick lather. So I personally like both styles, but I would probably recommend using a natural style brush at first if you're looking for something, because just because of the heat retention and the water, and the heat, they hold heat and water very well. So if you're looking at something, your budget is say around $30 or $40, you can get something very nice. You can get a entry-level badger hair, which badger tends to be the most expensive natural hair brush. And then your hog and your horse, or I'm sorry, more of a boar. You know, I tend to use the term hog, but it really is a boar. So boar hair is very good. It retains heat well, but it's a little bit stiffer. A lot of guys prefer boar hair over a badger. So badger and boar are the most popular, or hog, or whatever you like to say. And then you have your horse, which is kind of in the middle. It's more of, it comes from the mane of a horse, and it's not, the horse doesn't get hurt or anything like that when they harvest it, so they don't have to kill the animal. With the badger or the hog or boar, usually they do, the animal is not alive anymore when they harvest the hair. So, cool stuff there. I personally recommend, you know, the badger or the boar way. Going with I find boar brushes to be very nice as well, and I also find the badger brushes work very well too, and they excellent with heat retention and water retention, and they'll give you a good shave, and it's a good way to learn. Now, if you're not into if you're a vegan or you just don't want to get any animal brushes, remember synthetic brushes. They're very nice. They're very cost effective. There's some great vendors out there that do make synthetic brushes, and they do work very well. They don't retain as much water, but they do hold the heat, and they do make a good lather. So if you're looking for a synthetic brush, we will discuss in a future show types of synthetic brushes and stuff like that to buy. But if you have any questions, just feel free to email me, and I'll be able to answer them right away. So we're just, you know, today again, we're just going over the different types of brushes to choose, and I would recommend probably a natural hair brush at first. Again, if you're not a vegan or you don't have any problem with animals, if you do have a problem, you know, with using any animal products, synthetic brushes are good as well, and they will work just as, you know, you'll have just a great shave as too if you pick out the right one. So we'll talk about choosing the right synthetic brush on actually in the next show. So I was able to, and this is something that I'll be discussing on the show more often, and this will be something that we'll do every week. We're going to have a feature vendor of the week. And the feature vendor of this week is Shannon's Soap. So Shannon, I spoke to Shannon online. She contacted me, and I discussed this on the Wet Shaving News podcast on the last show. But I wanted to make sure that this vendor was the first one that I featured because it was such a great conversation. She was a very, very nice person. Shannon was nice enough to send me some samples of her soap. I've never tried it before, and I got the try of the new formula and everything, and it lathered up great. I thought that the aftershave was lasting and worked out very well. So I was very impressed with the performance of this soap. So guys, if you're interested in really looking into getting a new artisan soap or a real handmade product, check out ShannonSoaps.com and they have their whole story and everything there. It's really interesting. And check them out. Maybe that's something you'd like to purchase or try in the near future. Again, so if you are a vendor and you want to be featured on the show, I will be doing a vendor of the week, every show that we do. So if you're interested, send me an email. We'll go over all the contact information at the end of the show. So guys, I know this is going to be a quick one this week, and I just wanted to really get out there and really introduce myself to this new podcast and really get us started going. It's been really great. I was really excited about doing this podcast. This has been in the works for about a month now, and it's great to be finally here and starting off on a new platform. So what's in store for the future of this podcast? So I'll let you guys know. The next show, we're going to discuss part two of getting started, and that's be choosing a razor. So every week, we're going to go over some skill sets for the newbies. So if you're just starting out, keep following the show, and we're going to get you started on the path of traditional wet shaving. So really excited, and always feel free to contact me if you have any questions. So next week we'll discuss choosing a razor. I'll discuss what's happening in the wet shaving world. So we'll talk about a little bit of news and what's going on and some trends and stuff like that. We'll have a training tip of the week, and we will also have a little bit more in store. We'll go over a few other things that I think will be very interesting for you. So again, guys, remember, contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. My old email is still working. If you have any questions, comments, or if you want to see anything on the show in the future, and I'll definitely feature your letter or your email on the show. Remember, everyone, our show is powered by sharpologist.com. What your father didn't teach you about wet shaving. And special thanks to Mark, aka Mantic59, for letting us use his platform and being so supportive of all the podcasting that we've been doing on the Sharpologist website. And most of all, you guys, the listeners, because you guys what keeps it going. Don't forget to check out my blog site at shavestraightandsafe.com for tips and interesting wet shaving stories. And always feel free to contact me at joe.wetshavingnews@gmail.com. Remember, if you're a vendor and you'd like to be featured on the show, please contact me whenever you have a chance. And also, join us on the Wet Shavers Roundtable every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is a wet shaving TV show, live broadcasted show online. It's awesome. I'm frequently on the show as much as I can be, but if not, there are always some really cool wet shaving celebrities or wet shaving dudes on there, dudes or girls that are on there that are really, really into the hobby and really dedicated to helping everybody out. So check that out, wetshaversroundtable.com, and that's every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our next show will be February 13th, 2017. And until then, guys, remember to shave straight and shave safe.